Welcome to Attention Talk Radio, the show centered around paying attention to attention, with your host, Attention Coach Jeff Copper.
Welcome, everybody, to this edition of Attention Talk Radio. I'm your host, Attention Coach Jeff Copper. Tonight with us, we have Gina Parra in our studio, and we're going to be talking about the impact of ADHD on sex and intimacy. And I am so many times I say I'm excited about a topic, but I've wanted to do a show on this for over a year, and it's just taken me a long period of time to find the right person, and we have it tonight. So I'm gonna go through some announcements real quick, and we'll get right back into the meat of stuff. But this is gonna be a fun show. Just a few things. Number one, as I always do, our reminder, particularly for our iTunes listeners and everybody else, if you would like a list of our upcoming shows sent to your inbox, go to attentionradio.com and sign up for our newsletter. We send it twice a month, and we'll list all the upcoming shows, and then I usually give a thought or two on past shows. I think right now we're scheduled out through the end of June, and working on July, and hopefully we'll have August soon. So if you sign up, that's a good way to kind of preview and mark your calendars for the shows that are really of interest to you. I want to remind everybody the CHAD conference is in November in Orlando, Florida, just a hop, skip, and jump away from Tampa, where we broadcast from. If you haven't done so, please mark your calendars. And if you want to get more information about that, go to chadd.org. Also, I want to plug Chad, in conjunction with the guys from Totally ADD, are having an event in Maryland, College Park, Maryland, on June the 12th. They're having two shows at 1 o'clock and 6:30. And Rick Green and Pat McKenna are going to be, I guess, on stage live, and the show's going to be Now What?, a fun and informative look at adult ADHD. So for those who haven't listened to the show, we interviewed them, three or four weeks ago. Those guys are absolute hoot. I met Rick Green's wife a couple weeks ago up in Chicago at the ADHD Coaches Organization Conference, and it was kind of fun because she gave us a little some background stuff on that particular show, which, by the way, if you'll notice, there's a bus that that Rick and Pat are talking a lot, and that's very symbolic because when Pat was growing up, he always had to take a different bus to special ed classes and stuff, and it was always kind of a sore point. And that's not something you would know in watching that documentary that they did, but now go watch it, and you'll be interested to know that that's there. But anyway, I want to plug that because I think if you're in the Maryland area, that's something that would be fun to make sure that you attend. Gosh, I got so many other things to talk about, but I don't have enough time. So let's get into today's topic. Again, with us tonight is Gina Parra. She's a lecturer, author, and prize-winning print journalist who has devoted the last 10 years to researching and writing about adult ADHD. She is the author of "Is It You, Me, or Adult ADD? Stopping the Roller Coaster When Someone You Love Has Attention Deficit Disorder." The book has garnered 4 national book awards and is hailed as a guide not only to understanding adult ADHD, but also the emotional baggage associated with the adult diagnosis, a condition that presents daily challenges to partners in intimate relationships. With her background as a print journalist, she's an advocate for better awareness and evidence-based treatment standards. She's a popular speaker on the topic and provides education and support for the ADHD community for an internet-based membership group for partners and adults with ADHD around the world. For more information about Gina and her work, you can go to ADHD Rollercoaster, rollercoaster.org. And with that, Gina, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jeff. I'm so glad to be here. You know, I'm really honored. When I saw your lineup of all the people you've interviewed so far, I was really honored to be here. My friends Russ Ramsey, who's been so instrumental in the developing therapy guidelines for ADHD, and Wendy Richardson, who talks about addiction, and the Totally ADD guy. So good choices. Good choices.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you very much. And you're a great choice on tonight. I have searched high and low to find somebody on this particular topic.
Me too. Me too. 10 years ago. Everywhere.
Actually, you know, when I went out looking for people who could speak to ADHD and sex and intimacy, there really wasn't a lot out there. So tell me about your background and how you got, I guess, an education on this. And actually, this is a part of, there's a chapter in your book that's devoted to this, right?
Yes. there is a chapter called Peaks and Valleys, ADD in the Bedroom. And just to clarify, the book title is ADD. When I wrote that, there was still a lot of confusion about ADD or ADHD, you know, like there still is. But my book covers, you know, the gamut of ADHD. But 10 years ago, when I discovered that my husband had ADHD, I did what my instincts tell me to do as a journalist, research this, talk to other people, interview people. And one of the things I did was I started an online support group for the partners of adults with ADHD.
Mm-hmm.
And I did it through Chad of Northern California, but pretty soon we had requests from all over the world. You know, anybody who could write and read English was welcome to join. And, you know, at that time, people were still really talking about adult ADD and paperwork, you know, and that was it. And but I was comparing notes with other partners going, wait a minute, what about this and this? And I'd ask psychologists whose alleged specialty was ADD, and they'd say, oh, that sounds like bipolar. Oh, that sounds like sex addiction. That, you know, in other words, they didn't really understand that the tip of the iceberg with ADHD was maybe, you know, on the job issues. But there were all these other things going on that I was hearing from the partners. So I just wanted to research it a little bit. I was hearing a lot of issues regarding sex, either too much or none, with not much in between. And a
really?
Whole lot so of complications. Yeah, yeah. And I did a survey a few years into it. I did a survey of about 164 partners of adults with ADHD. Most of them were in the online support group. So, you know, this is a subset of the population. These are people who had challenges in their relationship. So there is, you know, that...
a little bit of bias.
Yeah, you know, it's not so much bias. That's what it is. You know, that describes the group. And so I asked them about sex. And what was interesting is, you know, a good percentage says sex is no problem. That's the best part of our relationship. The rest of, so even among people who were having trouble, you know, were being challenged by ADHD in their relationship, they still, you know, had a good sex life. So what I always drum home in every lecture, every talk, is that ADHD is not cookie cutter. There is just not one thing that's one size fits all with ADHD. Sex is not an issue, you know, for some people, but it is for others. And even for those that do have difficulty around sex in their relationship, it can be for a lot of very different reasons. So I called sex therapists. I called the National Association of Sex Therapists, and they said, ADD, what does that have to do with sex? And I thought, uh-oh. And then I called a national expert on, I won't go into too much detail about what he's an expert in, but a sex therapist expert, and he had never heard of the connection either.
Really?
But he asked if he could refer his daughter to me. His daughter is a psychologist and a sex therapist, but was having the trouble in her marriage that sounded like what I was talking about. So in other words, there really was nothing. A few years after he had published it, I found Dr. Amen's book, Attention Deficit Disorder in Intimate Relationships. And that was published in like 1997. So I really credit Dan Amen for being one of the first people to talk very frankly about these various issues related to intimacy and including sexual intimacy with ADHD.
That's fascinating. And you started this quest just 10 years ago, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So in the history of ADHD, I mean, this is like this is a very small set, and there's still not a lot of information about it, right?
No, there's not. But you know, we can extrapolate a lot because, you know, why would we think that ADHD symptoms would stop at the bedroom? You know, why would we think that a short attention span or distractibility or physical, you know, sensory integration difficulties or trouble cooperating or taking turns or reading cues, why would we think that wouldn't be a problem, you know, in the bedroom?
And likewise,
why would we think that having trouble at home, you know, not doing things you promised to do, difficulty around conflicts, forgetting, that doesn't exactly, you know, lead to a romantic interlude on a regular basis, you know, conflict.
Absolutely. So. I was kind of flipping through your book in preparing for this, and there was, I remember right, there was an interesting quote that, you know, and maybe you can recall it. It was something like, you know, ADHD in the bedroom, it's not an ADHD free zone. In other words, it does come into the bedroom, and nobody's really thought about it in that particular context.
Right.
And And we're going to go on a break in a second. We're going to come back, and I'd like to talk a little bit more about the details of about, you know, the traits of ADHD and how they can affect what's kind of going on in the bedroom, which would be kind of exciting because getting ready for this, I was talking to somebody explaining that you were going to be kind of on the show and talking about the gist of it, and like I thought that was kind of polarized. Either there's good sex lives and kind of hard. And it was kind of funny because instantaneously this person had ADHD and says, well, when I'm having sex, all I can think about is waffles. And so I'm going to tease you with that. I'm going to come back because I said, waffles? How do you get there? And she explained to me. Actually, I have to do it now. She said, yeah, when I'm having sex, and this was a female, she says, like, I hear, like, we have this, like, fan and stuff, and it kind of hums, and I think about the hum, and I think, what would happen? I really need that fan to go off, like the electricity go off. But if that went off, then the refrigerator would go off, and the refrigerator would go off, it would all thaw. And what would happen to the waffles?
See, it's totally logical, Jeff.
Talk about distracted. And she was being completely honest in this topic. And I was crying. I was laughing so hard. So, and I guess
probably
I want to
her partner was too.
But you know, the key about this, and what I want to get across to listeners is deal is that you're not alone out there. Whether you have ADHD or you're a partner with somebody ADHD, this is not just you. I think it's relatively common out there, and you should feel okay about it. And the great thing about this show is to get awareness out there so people can like find a place like your blog and go and kind of meet with people and kind of discuss and find some connections over this issue to help you manage it.
Are you breaking now? Can I just get a word in quickly about that? Yes, Jeff, that's excellent. You hit on what I try to do in all my talks. I'm very forthright about my own experiences. I use cartoons for humor. My big message is we can't carry these around, these issues around like there are deep, dark personal character flaws. And I really encourage honest, forthright, candid storytelling because that's what helps you get over some of these challenges. When, like you say, you realize these are not just your personal, deep, dark, you know, problem.
Yep.
These are often, you know, symptoms that can be addressed with some real practical solutions.
Absolutely. I tell you what, Gina, we need to go to a break. Before we do, for those that are listening to the show now and in the future, if they wanted to learn more and get in contact with you, where's the best place for them to go?
You know, the ADHDRollerCoaster.org blog is good, but also I want to mention that I write another blog for Chad. It's a monthly blog, and it's called You, Me, ADD. That's real easy, youmeadd.org. And if you go there, I did write a blog post about sex, and there's a lot of comments on it, so it'll be educational to visit that as well.
I'll have to go check that out myself. So anyway, I tell you, we're going to go for a break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more detail about the traits as they enter sex and intimacy. So we'll be right back.
Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
ADHD, is it real? How is it diagnosed? How do I know if I have it or if my children have it? Do you outgrow it? You have questions and we have answers. We're CHAD, a national organization made up of professionals, parents, educators, and of course, those with ADHD. So if you want real answers to your questions, join CHAD at www.chadd.org or call us at 800-233-4050.
This is your ADHD information station. Attention Talk Radio.
Make every moment count with Time Timer, a sensitive solution for ADHD time management. It shows how much time is left using a bright red disc that gets smaller as time passes. To place an order for a Time Timer, all you have to remember is timetimer.com.
News, updates, and alerts sent right to your inbox. Sign up now at attentionradio.com.
Awareness of how your brain processes information and emotion is the key to self-management and success in today's world. I am an international ADD coach. Contact me, Susan McIntosh, at susanmcintosh.com to see and hear how you too can be a success.
I'm Jeff Copper, host of Attention Talk Radio, here to talk to you about CopyTalk.com, a voice dictation service. This is not just some voice dictation software. It's a real dictation service by people who type whatever you want. When I need to document something, all I do is hit speed dial on my cell or work phone and start speaking. The folks at CopyTalk will type it up and email it back to me that day. The best part is I can dictate as many 4-minute messages as I want, all for one flat monthly fee. Go to copytalk.com/ATR, enter Jeff Copper as the referrer's name, and sign up for the free trial account today. If you tell them I sent you, then you'll get $20 off the monthly subscription for as long as you keep the service.
You're listening to Attention Talk Radio.
And now, back to the show.
Welcome back, everyone. We have Gina Parra in our virtual studio talking about ADHD, sex, and intimacy. Gina, let's kind of transition here into a little bit of, you know, you have the traits of ADHD are distractibility, impulsivity, difficulties with self-regulation of emotion, boredom, those types of things. Can you speak to how that actually kind of enters into the bedroom, if you will, and impacts things?
Right. Well, you know, that's one part, Jeff. I look at these issues in four ways. One is the symptoms themselves affecting the physical act, as it were.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people get distracted. I know several women with ADHD who said they had their first orgasm while on a stimulant medication because
Wow.
they could focus. You know, they weren't thinking of waffles know, or feeding the cat. They were thinking about, you know, their internal and external phenomena and could
mm-hmm.
focus on it. So that's one example. Sometimes, even before you get to the bedroom, it's one of the biggest problems is motivation and initiation. And sometimes after the initial courtship, the person with ADHD might just move on to other interesting things, you know, something on the internet or whatever,
uh-huh.
and then they don't often shift their attention and start thinking about being with their partner.
Mm-hmm.
They might come to bed late because they've been up, you know, on the internet, or women often get just caught up with chores. You know, they're running behind. They're not often
mm-hmm.
as organized as they want to be. So the last thing on their mind when they finally drop into bed at 2 a.m. is romance.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's like this confluence of the actual symptoms themselves and what's happening outside the bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the disorganization that can kind of eat away at your day, the broken promises or the miscommunications that can eat away at your goodwill, you know, with each other and leave you not interested in,
mm-hmm.
you know, even sleeping in the same bed. Even sleep issues, you know, sleep is another issue that I like to talk about with ADHD and that few people for a long time associated with ADHD, because that can affect. You might not come to bed until 2 a.m., for whatever reason, as I was saying before, your partner's been waiting for you. They've finally given up. They're, you know, they're turning a cold shoulder when you finally come in at 2 a.m.
I've never thought about that. That's fascinating.
You know,
it makes all the sense in the world.
There's so many possible scenarios that can play out, but you know, you have to be a sleuth sometime to track it down. If you just went to a sex therapist who wasn't looking at all these allied issues, then they might never get to the, you know, to the root of things.
Cause so a second ago you said you had talked to some people who never had an orgasm until they were on stimulants.
Right.
And with what you just said, it seems to me that in this space sometimes, if there's some difficulties, if you went to a sex therapist, really you're treating the wrong thing because you treat the ADHD maybe first.
Well, and you know, no blanket rules for everyone, but yes, I'd say so. If your ADHD symptoms are giving you challenges in the rest of life, you know, sometimes it's good to think that they might be challenging you, you know, romantically as well.
So if you have a short attention span, I can see how that can kind of play into it because you can't pay attention to kind of what's going on. If you're distracted by, you know, whatever waffles, then you're not going to pay attention to what's going on.
Right, or if you do things to maintain your focus. Like one woman, you know, her boyfriend would look out the window. He couldn't look at her because if he
mm-hmm.
looked at her, he would be distracted in what he was doing in his particular goals at the moment. And so, but she felt like, gee, I might as well put a paper bag over my head. You know, it's, you know, so you can misinterpret things. It's like he wasn't avoiding looking at her because he didn't think she was, you know, unattractive. It was because he was trying to keep his focus.
Mm-hmm.
But even after you understand it, understanding only goes so far. You know?
Yep, yep. I can appreciate it. You know, something else that kind of struck me is, you know, ADDers, they always like something new and kind of different. And it seems to me that if you, in the bedroom, you could, if you get into a rut or, you know, whatever, they're always wanting to spice it up a little bit.
You'd think that, wouldn't you? Because that is the folklore about ADHD.
Uh-huh.
But really, I'd say one of the biggest overall complaints as far as the most commonly reported, first, the failure to initiate, just not thinking about it.
Wow.
But the second one is doing the same thing every time.
Huh.
So, but you know, some people with ADHD, and we're talking unrecognized ADHD, right? You don't know what you're dealing with. But
mm-hmm.
So some people with ADHD, one of the kind of coping strategies they'll come up with is to follow a routine with things.
Mm-hmm.
Not to have to think about it independently each time. It's just a routine.
Yep.
And so, yeah, actually, no, it's the partners. I mean, it's the adults with ADHD that get into the ruts as well.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You said something a second ago that fascinated me, failure to initiate. That's the number one reported issue?
Yeah. Well, it's a top one. You know, I did a survey. I asked about sex in a few different ways for the survey.
Mm-hmm.
And the top issue was I would feel sexier if my partner helped more at home. So that might be, you know, their ADHD partner is, you know, raring to go, but they're just, are you kidding me? You know,
mm-hmm.
the kids still need their clothes.
Yep.
We need to put away the laundry, whatever. The next one is, and this is a big one. My partner blames our lack of sex on me, even though his or her reasons don't make sense. And this is something we haven't talked about, which is denial. And denial, as I write about in my book, this is another thing that no one was talking about 10 years ago, is how denial around ADHD symptoms can be both defensive, you know, psychological, not
uh-huh.
wanting to be associated with the stigma of a disorder, but
uh-huh.
they can also be physiological. In other words, the person with ADHD doesn't initiate sex anymore, and they if they don't know they have ADHD, they might think, oh, it's because my partner's not sexy anymore. They're not turning me on.
Interesting.
They don't realize that they just might be a novelty-seeking person, and after the first, you know, year, they're kind of done.
Wow.
So
wow.
there can be a kind of but this is, you know, when you don't know you're dealing with ADHD, either partner, the human brain likes to solve a mystery, right? So you're trying
yep.
to come up with answers. And
yep.
if you don't know ADHD, you can come up with some real cockamamie.
Oh, I can see that. I can see that. I'm going to tell you what. I need to go to another commercial break. And when we come back, I want to kind of transitional because we got to have you back because we're only covering 25% of what I wanted to talk about tonight.
Right.
But when we come back, I want to talk about, like, maybe some strategies and some things that those with ADHD and the partners can think about in this area to kind of start to manage that stuff a little bit. So before we go to break again, if they want to get in contact with you, the best place to go is?
ADHDRollerCoaster.org.
All right.
And they can write to me at Gina@ADHDRollerCoaster.com.
There we go. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Attention Talk Radio. We'll return in a moment. Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
Make every moment count with Time Timer, a sensitive solution for ADHD time management. It shows how much time is left using a bright red disc that gets smaller as time passes. To place an order for a Time Timer, all you have to remember is timetimer.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ari Tuckman, author of More Attention, Less Deficit, Success Strategies for Adults with ADHD. This is the only book actually written for adults with ADHD. Each chapter is divided into short articles, so you can read only the stuff you want in the order you want. I take lessons from the research and make them totally useful in your daily life. You can get a free PDF of the first chapter at adultadhdbook.com. Check it out.
Okay, let's be honest here. How many times have you forgotten the wet laundry in the washer and it started smelling a little funky, so you had to wash it again, maybe even twice, in the same week? Well, you may be an AD Diva just like me. I'm Linda Rogley, and I founded the AD Diva Network for women with ADD-ish tendencies, especially those of us 40 and better. The AD Diva Network is a great place for support, connection, and a touch of whimsy. You can join us at addiva.net. That's addiva.net.
Do you have something those with ADHD need? Advertise on Attention Talk Radio. We are a narrowcast, internet-based radio show targeting those with or impacted by ADHD. To learn more about advertising opportunities, email attention at attentiontalkradio.com.
And now, back to Attention Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everyone. We have Gina Pera talking about ADHD, intimacy, and sex. Wow, time flies. Gina, with the time we've got left, let's talk about what works for couples. And I want to ask a question because I was flipping through Attitude Magazine, the most recent issue. I think it's maybe the April issue or May issue. It was funny because I remember reading there was different people talking about some stuff, and Ned Hollowell actually wrote schedule sex, actually put it on the calendar to kind of make it happen. Does that really work?
Well, you know, that's kind of been a tip for a long time. It's to me, it's simplistic, but for some people it is what will work.
Mm-hmm.
It just depends on what your issue is. With whatever your challenges are with ADHD, I am a big advocate for being a problem solver. Be a detective in your life. Try to set aside the emotion, the drama, and actually drill down to what is at the root of this
mm-hmm.
problem. And so for some people, that might be it. You know, they have a good relationship otherwise. There's not a lot of conflict and missed promises and whatever, but they just don't make the time for it. So that might work. For a
mm-hmm.
lot of people, that's just not going to – it's not going to do it. According to the ADHD Partner Survey, the ones who did report – the respondents who did report an improved sex life attributed it to a real simple thing, and that was life in general improving, meaning fewer arguments, fewer broken promises, and more connection,
mm-hmm.
meaning remembering what the person said, being able to listen to them and look at them at the same
mm-hmm.
time. So in other words, just increased goodwill and harmony is the biggest foundation overall.
Interesting.
But beyond that, yes, creating time, scheduling it, sometimes just getting a weekend away. If you're dealing with young kids, if you're dealing with a lot of chores around the house, some, you know, people with ADHD and all of this really can be very responsive to our environment, what's around us. And if you see a lot of, you know, undone chores, that is not going to promote feelings of, you know, amour. It's just
yeah.
going to make you nervous. So if you can get away for a weekend, you know, that helps. If you're taking medication, and for a lot of people, medication will be what really helps them turn the corner, make sure the medication is in effect at the time
mm-hmm.
that you want to be physical and that part of intimacy, because that will help you not be distractible, you know, be able to focus.
Interesting.
But in general, I would just say working together as a team on tackling these challenges. You know, it's not going to work to say to the partners of adults with ADHD, you just have to learn more and you have to accommodate. And it's not going to do any good to tell the adult with ADHD, go get yourself fixed. You know,
yep.
it has to be a team effort because
yep.
there has to be accommodation on both sides and tackling, you know, the couple's particular challenges.
Yep. Well, you know, Gina, tonight has been fascinating. We have to have a sequel to this.
Okay.
I'm going to come back on and kind of go in more detail. But the one thing that I do, my goal today was to kind of get across is that ADHD does, it's not just at work or at school. It does, it's 24/7, and it does impact sex and intimacy. And if you have a great sex life, that's absolutely wonderful. If you're struggling and you have ADHD, your partner does, you're not the only one. And there's information out there, and Gina is doing a lot to kind of get the word out. So after this is over with, hit ADHDRollerCoaster.com to find out some more information and kind of get connected because you're not the only one. So with that, Gina, I got to thank you for coming on the show. This has been great.
Thank you so much, Jeff. Definitely no one is alone in this. You'd just be amazed, and people are so relieved to learn that. So that is just a big part of it, and thank you for reaching so many people.
And no problem. And again, everybody out there, we've been talking about this topic, but again, Gina has a great book. Is it You, Me, or Adult ADHD? And we've just been kind of skipping through one chapter of this particular book. So I encourage you to go out there and take a look at and actually read the whole thing. I think you'll be surprised at how much you learn. Again, Jenny, thank you very much, and we'll catch you next week for another edition of Attention Talk Radio.